Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder at a Pfizer warehouse in Michigan this morning. Workers applauding as the first boxes of coronavirus vaccines were loaded into a truck. Distribution of the two-shot Pfizer vaccine now underway. NPR's Patty Naiman reports on the distribution plan.
Operation Warp Speed's General Gus Perna says the 7 months leading up to the vaccine distribution have been the greatest public-private partnership in modern times. He says that starting on Monday, vaccines will be delivered to 636 sites across the country.
We have an excellent plan that has been well-coordinated, well-synchronized, well-rehearsed.
Perna estimates 20 million people could receive the vaccine by the end of December. Plans for how the vaccine is allocated vary by state, but the overall plan is to provide it first to healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities. A second vaccine from Moderna is expected to be authorized for emergency distribution by the end of the week. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
The Electoral College is to meet tomorrow to formally elect Joe Biden as president, but President Trump is vowing to fight on, and his supporters returned to the nation's capital this weekend for the second time in a month. Officials say four people were hospitalized with stab wounds and clashes, and nearly two dozen people were arrested. Protesters gathered in Oklahoma City this weekend to criticize police for killing a mentally ill black man on Friday. Quentin Chandler is with State Impact Oklahoma. He reports on Benny Edwards' death.
Police say Benny Edwards charged at officers with a knife after they tried to tase and pepper spray him. Bystander cell phone video shows Edwards breaking into a run. In the video, he appears to move towards one officer, but then veers away when police start firing. Eventually, he fell, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Edwards' niece, Amira Gaines, says she doesn't believe the police's claims that they tried to de-escalate.
You pepper spray a man that's bipolar, schizophrenic, and he gets scared. And you think he ain't gonna run? It kills me knowing that.
Activists are demanding police release body camera footage from the incident. For NPR News, I'm Quentin Chandler.
Overseas, the European Union and the UK have decided to continue trying to reach a post-Brexit trade agreement, despite the exhaustion in the European Commission president's words. Terry Schultz reports.
In a joint statement, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson don't say there's been any breakthrough on the long-standing sticking points, but they say they think it's responsible to go the extra mile. They want their negotiators to continue talking. The final deadline for a deal governing trade and border regulations between the EU and UK is December 31st, but that includes getting parliaments on both sides to approve it.
This is NPR News. Country music star Charlie Pride has died from complications of COVID-19. Pride was one of the first black men to break into country music and become a major star. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Emily Siner reports.
Charlie Pride was born in 1934, the son of a Mississippi sharecropper. He thought baseball would be his ticket to stardom and played in the Negro Leagues in the 50s, but it was his voice that took him to Nashville. He had his first country music hit song in 1967 with Just Between You and Me.
So I feel so blue, sometimes I wanna die.
Pride would go on to write more than 50 top 10 country hits. He was the first black man to co-host the Country Music Association Awards in 1975 and was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2000. His last performance was a month ago at the CMA Awards in Nashville, where he received a Lifetime Achievement Award. Pride was 86. For NPR News, I'm Emily Siner in Nashville.
The actor Carol Sutton also died this weekend from coronavirus complications. She was 76. Sutton was a fixture on stages in her native New Orleans and appeared in more than 100 movies, plays, and television shows, including 1989's Steel Magnolias and the TV series Queen Sugar. Farmers in India intensifying their protests against three new laws they want the government to abandon. The farmers say the laws passed in September will deregulate crop prices and devastate their earnings. Tens of thousands staged demonstrations near New Delhi today. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.